Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
It's a big day today here. Somebody's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ballsy.
Thanks,
and,
buddy.
And I just want to say, just want to remind you that you share a birthday with the likes of Dr. Phil.
Oh, yeah.
Also with one of the Beckham kids, a member of Korean pop group BTS. Mm-hmm. And you also share the the exact same day birthday. Like, you guys were born on the exact same day. You and Conway Twitty.
Yes, the best friend a song ever had.
Born on the exact same day.
Tied fate and James.
When was that? Back in 1930-something.
1936, I think, yeah.
Shut up. You guys were born together.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, he was in the room across from me.
Sure.
I was born just before him.
My
mom pushed me out just before him.
That says a lot.
On her trip through Tennessee.
Sure. So good for you.
And for my birthday.
Oh, wait. It's also Barry Gibbs' birthday.
Oh, Barry Gibb.
Of the Bee Gees.
Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer.
Who?
The lawyer, Dershowitz.
Okay. I don't know who.
I think he was Epstein's lawyer.
Oh, really?
I think so.
That's something to hang your hat
anyway,
on.
Anyway, speaking of hats,
that was a bad joke, actually. Sorry, guys.
Thanks. I don't think anybody's offended that Jeffrey Epstein hung himself was killed.
Right, yeah.
Thanks for the oiler toque.
Yeah, I bought you a toque because I'm tired of seeing your bald head.
Thanks. So.
And I know that bald head of yours is going to get cold in the winter, so...
Mm.
Yeah.
And I look terrible in hats.
You have a big driveway to shovel now in White City. So huge driveway.
No. I got a big snowblower now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need the shovel anymore. Shovel. Yeah. Anyway, you know what I went and did yesterday?
What?
For my birthday? I bought myself a vehicle.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Thanks to the gang over at Regina Nissan for helping me out, Jason and Vince. And yeah, I got myself a used Qashqai. I bought the TSN.
Rod Black.
Yeah, Rod Black sold it for me. Yeah, absolutely.
Qashqai commercials.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Huh? Now, if Sally Struthers was on the commercials, I would have bought the warranty package. I only got the Rod Black. Only just got me to buy the Qashqai.
I mean, they got to fight for your sale, I guess.
It's a nice vehicle. Nice little vehicle.
Mm. Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Thank
for
you for a spin.
Yeah, you know what? You're getting up there in age. I don't really feel safe driving around with you.
I get prime parking now, though. Get that seniors pass. Oh.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So shake weight. The bar has been raised here just in time for Chad to head back to the gym.
Uh-huh. Okay, you know me, I love a good shake weight.
Yeah, that's right. So an adult toy company in Japan called Tenga just created this revolutionary new product.
I'm sure they did.
It's a dumbbell you can have sex with. It's a 9-pound metal cylinder. It's indented in the middle so that you can grip it for curls.
Uh-huh.
And other weight training exercise, like your flies.
Right, sure.
You could do your bench press with them.
Yeah.
But it's also got a hole in the bottom.
Sure.
Where you insert one of Tenga's love toys that resembles a lady part.
Yeah.
And in between your sets, when you're kind of cooling down, you can heat up and have sex with the dumbbell.
Oh, my God.
You can bang the dumbbell while you're banging weights.
That is horrific.
Huh? Okay.
That's
so
horrible.
I mean,
great for practicing cross-country skiing. But
reasonably priced.
I'm sure.
$520 each.
Uh-huh.
And they'll ship it right to your house.
I would hope. You don't want to get that one delivered to work.
Can you imagine? That's
you'd be real jacked. Yeah, I had to.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Amazon.com is now selling a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese. 27 pounds. That is 180 servings of macaroni and cheese. 6-gallon bucket.
So is it resealable? Like, once I pop the top, I can take a scoop out and then just cover it up?
I would hope, yeah.
I'm going to say.
But you better eat it fairly quickly. I have bought silly things in large amounts before, but I have never bought a 27-pound bucket of macaroni and cheese.
Dude,
by the way, it's $119 bucks. On Amazon,
dude,
free shipping.
Don't you think that's a great investment for young Chad McDonald and guys like that when you're out drinking and you come home with your buddies back to the apartment and you guys just cook up some, everybody can come over for mac and cheese?
At one time, we were drinking pretty hard and a friend of mine, This was at the end of the night, and the only place that still delivered at that time for some reason was KFC.
Uh-huh.
So he got them to deliver a bucket of KFC, but instead of chicken, it was filled with poutine.
Oh.
Like a bucket, like the big giant buckets.
Yeah.
So the person on the phone was like, how do I figure out the pricing on that? He's like, well, make an order of poutine.
Throw it in,
and then multiply that by how many times, and then I'll pay that. And we did. You know, drinking something... that makes you do silly stuff later on.
What do you buy in bulk besides like mac and cheese? Because that does sound appealing.
I do buy KD in bulk.
Yeah,
like the boxes.
Yeah,
sure.
I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to. What are you going to buy one at a time? What am I, a
schlub?
Come
on. I'm going to run out every day.
Yeah, or cans of soup. Am I going to buy them one at a time? I don't think so.
In radio, you buy that stuff in bulk.
Of course you do. In Itchy Ben News.
Yeah.
I have bought, actually recently, I made kind of a strange purchase. I bought, like a giant 12-pack of deodorant, which is an investment. I mean, that's basically saying, like, listen, I plan on being here for a long time. Because I go through a thing of deodorant, like, once every 2 months.
Yeah, like an 80-year-old person isn't buying a deodorant like that.
Nah, you're not.
You're not even buying
that's just a bad investment.
You're not even buying the young bananas.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're like, these are green. I might not make it till they're edible.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, so... That was one of the weird investments I've made, just buying things in bulk.
This will give you a little inside track into how my investments go. You know when there was a run on toilet paper early on in the pandemic?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, what will be the next thing we need? I bought toilet bowl cleaner in bulk.
You know, not a bad investment, though, because toilet bowl cleaner doesn't go bad.
It's true.
All right, and you can use it forever.
You could.
So, and you have multiple bathrooms, I'm guessing. You can put one in each bathroom.
Yeah. Well, back when I did that, I only had one bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then that's a weird investment.
I was thinking, okay, so we're like trying to tie it in. We have lots of toilet paper.
Sure.
Plungers.
Yeah. How many plungers do you have?
I had two.
Okay.
And neither
two
of them.
Two and you only had one bathroom.
Well, neither of them really.
You gotta
one
have
didn't
a backup,
work.
Eh?
Yeah, that's right.
I got you.
And then, okay, what's the next thing?
Yeah.
Toilet bowl cleaner.
Yeah.
I still have four bottles left.
Do
funny.
You?
No, when I moved into Christina's house, she's like, why do you have so much toilet bowl cleaner?
Well,
don't got, critique.
Got
don't
some
critique.
Clean toilet.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
My son just sent me a nice birthday text.
Oh, did he?
I'm bawling like a baby over here.
Are you
here,
crying?
So yeah,
you
it kind of sucks.
You
jeez,
baby.
When people quit you're being sentimental, I'm on the air.
You're such a wimp.
I got to be a jerk for 4 hours.
You're such a wimp loving your family and
you're
stuff.
Sick.
You're such a wimp.
Yeah, like, and why do I have to read the text when Chris Cornell's singing, like,
yeah,
Patience?
Yeah.
Listen, couldn't it be, like, Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls?
Yeah, or something like, Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Can you read
which
the
we
news
need to play more
while
often.
I wipe my eyes,
yeah,
please?
All right, let's get you some happy stuff, shall we?
Wolf News.
Some happy news. Masks will not be mandatory in Regina for the time being. You are really crying.
No,
seriously,
that was a great text, man. I can't
God,
even read it.
Little bitch. City Council did not pass the motion during a special council meeting yesterday afternoon. I'm a pro.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
A Harris poll, they do a bunch of different polls, political polls and everything like that. They ask a bunch of people, if you could live your life at one age forever, what would it be? What would that age be? And most people said, oddly enough, 48, which is
really?
Where I turned today. Because... you're well into paying off your house. You're
usually,
yeah, you don't, yeah, you don't care what people think about you anymore.
Usually,
usually,
you're not fitting into any of this here so far.
Well, no, but probably not. But if you would have made different choices, that generally that's what it is. Your
sure,
kids
yeah.
are off. You're probably almost an empty nester, pretty close to an empty nester, or to the
right.
point where your kids have mobility. They can move themselves in terms of their vehicle and stuff.
Gotcha.
48. What would you, what age? And you're still pretty relatively healthy. Like you might take you a little, I have to sit down to put my socks on now. But
yeah,
if that's
you got to grease the joints a bit.
Yeah,
but other than that,
other than
it's
that you're okay.
Too
what about,
crazy.
What do you think would be your perfect age that you could live, if you could live it? Forever, just that
I would say almost the age I'm at right now.
37?
37,
yeah.
Coming up on 40.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the family, you know, pretty much complete. You've got a home. You got you're married. Yeah. I think right now I'm pretty content.
How about they asked different things? How about the perfect age to get married? I'd say probably around 30.
Yeah, 30. I got married at 33.
Yeah, I got married way younger, but right. In your 20s, you're still not ready, I don't think. Like,
that's a pretty adult choice, and I legit think this.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not an... I know 18, legally, you're an adult. You're not an adult till you're 30.
Yeah, you're actually... Your brain doesn't fully develop till 24. Like, it's not fully developed in terms of your decision-making process
right.
till 24.
Well, geez, the amount of time I spent at a bar, too, that had to have delayed it. But 30... Like, for me, 30 is when, you know, you've really... Your 20s, you're almost a little...
You're still a kid.
You're crazy,
yeah.
too. Like, in your 20s, yeah. you're a little nuts.
Perfect age to have kids, actually. Most people said 32.
Yeah.
Right around
there.
That's
a good age.
Yep. Perfect age to have a home. Right around there, 33, they said, roughly.
Yeah, I would say a little younger if you can.
If
it's a
you
good
can,
investment.
If you can, yeah, absolutely. Perfect age to give a kid a cell phone. I always said I would wait till they're in their teens, but I agree with what the poll said. They said about the age of 12. 12's about...
Yeah, I know. I've been fighting that battle
I know,
with my
you're gonna
daughter.
Lose it.
I'm going to lose it.
And retire? I laugh at this. People say about 60.
Retire.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
What's the last thing you hit with your car? With a car that you owned? Not somebody hit your car.
Yeah. Actually, a garbage can in the alley by my house, I accidentally hit one. So, but...
Now, how did you do that? Backing up or what?
No, I was actually turning to get into my garage.
Oh, yeah. Cut her too close.
But the person should have brought their garage. Bring your garbage can in, you know. 100%.
Yesterday I was
no damage.
Giving my daughter the Nissan Sentra.
Sure.
Got myself a
new... What year is that?
2005.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2005.
Like a fine wine.
Actually, Dad put a new engine in it back in the days, my dad's car, so it's actually the actual nuts and bolts are okay.
Runs real good.
Anyway, runs real good, new engine. Anyway, I'm driving it to give it to my daughter, and kerthunk, a bird hits it. So it gets an extra dip.
A bird hits it, or you hit a bird?
No, the bird hit me. The bird hit me.
Yeah, you'll get those kamikazes every now and then.
They
just come flying
when they
at
hit you.
Yeah, and you're like, what the hell? You're doing the old George Costanza. We had a deal. You got to move.
I know.
When I'm driving along.
I have a tough time with actual animals and things hitting me. The bird hits me, and it took me back to when I used to commute when I first got married, we lived in town here, and I used to commute every weekend, every Monday morning back to Estevan. So I'm driving by Phil, because that's where my first radio job was. I was driving by Fillmore, and they got this big reservation, like for deers.
Yeah.
For deers.
Yeah.
And every Monday morning, I get up early. I'm half asleep driving there, right?
That's safe.
I hear this bang. This deer. I look back.
You hit a deer in a deer reserve?
The deer hit me on the highway.
Oh, it ran into the side of your vehicle.
Yeah, smoked the back of my 85 Chevy Malibu.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like Uncle Buck's car.
I'm pretty suspicious here about all these birds. What are you, Dr. Doolittle, and they're due for a checkup? Like, what?
You have questions, we have answers.
What's the deal with belly dancers?
Does 5G cause lethal cancer? Every day, Q&A. Need advice or have a query? Send a text, we'll have a theory. 936-WOLF, we're like Siri. Every day, Q&A!
Okay, so we got this one. This is very interesting. Hi guys, my wife and I are thinking about getting our newborn circumcised.
Oh.
A lot of people think it should be his decision later in life. So we're on the fence a little bit. How do you guys feel about it? No way. No way, no way, no way. Do it now. Get it over with. He won't know what kind of pain he's going through.
Right. Yeah, I mean, to each their own on this one, because God knows this starts a debate every time we talk about it, but... I would say, yeah, get it done right away, because if they get it done later in life, it's supposed to be a horrendous experience.
Oh, my God. It'd be like, carnage.
Yeah, so just do it.
It's worked well for me.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. So, I mean, if that's the way you're going to do it, the thing is, it sucks when you get it done. Like, when you get it done, you feel horrific, but it's all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Ryan Metcalf for the less than serious one. If you were to walk into a perfect small town garden and without getting clubbed by a grandma, what is the one thing you take and eat right there on the spot? He says for him it's raspberries or a baby carrot. Well, Ryan, baby carrots, they have some modification done to them, don't they? Oh, you just mean a small carrot?
Mm.
Then yeah, okay.
I go garden peas.
Yeah, me too. That's what I go for right away.
Shell the peas, man.
I eat them. I eat the shells and all.
Oh, I don't eat the shells, but I just I eat it. Yeah. I'm not pooping very well for a couple of weeks, but yeah, because if you eat too many of them,
I did not know that's how it was. But yeah, me too. The peas right away.
Okay, guys, if you had to be on a reality show, which one would you choose to be on?
Oh boy, I think I would like to be on. Like Selling Sunset or something where everybody's really good looking just to throw off the vibe.
That's good. I like it. Amazing Race.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to try Amazing Race.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I would like to bring Christina and I on an Amazing Race to see if our relationship could hold up.
Yeah, that would be fun to watch.
Okay, guys, this is a good one. Guys, you win the $55 million grand prize tonight in the lottery. What's the first thing you buy for fun?
Jet ski. I'm going full eastbound and down, and I'm buying a Sea-Doo or a jet ski, and that's what I'm doing. Yep.
I'm buying a hot air balloon.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Can you imagine? Hot air balloon. You could rent that out and make more money.
Yeah. This year, with the wind we've had...
Well, I know.
You'll end up in Sintaluta in no time.
As long as you stop at the Saskatchewan border, you better not go into Manitoba.
Yeah.
You may never get that back. Yeah, that's what I'd buy, a hot air balloon. Mm-hmm. Or I would buy my own personal clown, and I would bring him into the studio every day and sit him next to me, across from you.
Okay, I would like to change my purchase. I will buy a gun.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
Yeah, so I caught up with Jordan Eberle from the bubble, and we didn't really, like, you can get the stats and all the breakdowns, okay?
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk about our bubble beards.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, that's a sweet, sweet beard you got going on there.
Yeah, it took me a few years to be able to grow this thing out, so I had to finally get a chance to get in the playoffs here and go deep and let it go, which is nice.
Yeah, so you don't get to see your wife because you're in a bubble. She's back in Calgary, I believe. So you are in the bubble in Toronto. Does she like the beard? Or is this because she can't be around you, you get to do whatever you want with your face?
No, it's playoff time. So obviously with Lou Lamoriello as our GM, we can't grow facial hair during the year. So this is the one time you got to get to go to war and let it go. So I had a good one going during quarantine, and hopefully, I think if you give me, you know, another round or two, it could get pretty long. So that's the goal.
Staying with the beard, does it drive him nuts that you guys are wearing beards now? Is he happy with that because that means you're going further in the playoffs?
No, he loves it. He loves it. It gives you a little extra incentive to do well. So, I think, like I said, I think you're going to war, and some of the guys got some good beards on our team. So I don't know. It's just part of the playoffs tradition.
You know, me and my son Ethan are big fans of yours. We were really big fans of yours when you were with the Edmonton Oilers. You only made the playoffs one time there. So for Jordan Eberle, you'll grow a ZZ Top beard if that means you're going to the Stanley Cup, right? You had a lot of years of not growing playoff beards.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I needed some time off from the playoffs just to get my beard ready. We'll use that as an excuse.
Okay. How do you get to be one of the guys at the end of the game when you're giving everybody high fives? I think, is it you and Nick Leddy at the end there? But there's you guys. How do you get to be one of the guys to be the last guy to leave the ice? How does that happen?
I don't know. I think it's me and Andy Green, but I don't know how we started that. We're in the bubble. We're just trying to, you know, make the best of it. So when you get a win, you feel pretty good. I don't know, we started doing it at the start of this thing, and obviously won some games, so we kept it going.
Is that you? That's Andy Green next to you last night?
Yeah, Andy Green. I think Anders Lee is out there too beside us.
I tell you what, man, you have a way better beard than Andy Green. You could tell him that. Like, your beard looks GQ. His doesn't look as good as yours, man.
Well, he's got a little salt in his.
He
he's
does.
Got, obviously. Some age on me, so he's got a few more grays than I do.
Yeah, so that's Jordan Eberle in the bubble, man. He's really having fun. He said he can taste it. Like, he's never been to the third round, so he can taste that Stanley Cup's right there. And he did say it does feel like you're still playing for the Stanley Cup. You see, the biggest difference is like when you call for a pass or a guy calls for a pass, you can hear him. Whereas if there's lots of fans, you'd come back to the bench and the guy goes, "Hey, I called for the pass. Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear it."
Yeah, the other team can hear it too, though.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So this has been making the rounds on this thing they call TikTok right now.
Whatever the hell that is.
Oh, what the kids are playing with their ticking and they're talking.
That's right. Anyway, when you're on the road...
TikTok, TikTok, that's the sound of my life going by so fast.
Yeah, no kidding. Shut up. A lot of people have been doing this year because we can't really, like, we can't fly anywhere, really. So a lot of road trips. Yeah. It's our last summer road trip weekend coming up here.
Probably,
Yeah, you know, like a long weekend. Mm-hmm. So when you're on the road trip and you stop for gas and some snacks, what's your go-to gas station order? Like, what are you getting? If somebody says, hey, what do you want, Chad? We're in a car together. What do you want?
Well, if she's payday, I'm getting beef jerky.
Yeah. I got to have the Jack Link's beef jerky.
Yeah, but
if it's payday.
I'm also a sucker for the sour candies. I like something that I can kind of suck on for
yeah,
a while.
Shut up.
And don't try and save that audio.
Caress it.
Yeah, yeah.
Move it around your mouth. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I do like I like jujubes.
Mm-hmm.
I like those too every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
The black ones.
Mm-hmm.
I am that guy. So you know, basically anything in a gas station, I see it, I'll eat it.
So like, when you're sucking at a gas station, are you wincing?
No, I don't suck.
Are you wincing?
Not at the gas station.
Are you wincing?
No, I generally leave the gas station and then.
Oh, okay. Well, that's respectable then.
If it's a truck stop. No, sorry. That one's offside. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, I like for me, like when I used to leave here and then go to Winnipeg to broadcast a Rams game. I'd always make sure I have the sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds.
And what kind of spits though? Just normal, like just seasoned?
Just normal. Just
I like salt. Barbecue. Barbecue is what I do. Yeah,
nah, I can't do that.
Yeah. Or the Taco Bell ones they have now.
And it's oh, that's right. And it's like you're good till you get like, let's use Winnipeg as the example. You're good till you get to about Moosomin or whatever, and then
the Manitoba border.
Yeah, and then you start reaching a point where it's like you should stop eating the seeds.
Yeah, because your mouth is bleeding.
But you're like, I gotta finish this bag off. I committed.
And you feel like a piece of beef jerky, just dehydrated.
No, I'm fine. Would you like to
There's
have
that sucking
water?
Face again?
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.